Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget, when you get there, be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter. And thank you to all of you who have subscribed lately, and especially to those of you who've been writing me those nice little notes saying how much it meant to you. And those of you who've been subscribing who write me those notes, I like that too. And I want to thank you for that. It's awfully nice to hear from you. I'm still in California. I'm still in La Quinta, California, wrapping up my visit here with the American Express folks. And we had a great day yesterday and delivered my speech. You'll be glad to know nobody stormed the stage or ran out the back door. Everything seemed to go okay. We had a good time. We had a great group of folks. And I tell you, I'm really impressed with the American Express community here, the folks who are franchisees of their travel services organization. It's a tight-knit group here, and we've been having a lot of fun. But anyway, tomorrow I'll be back to regular. Notice I didn't say normal. I'll be back to regular tomorrow when we get back to our home environs. Let me introduce you to Albert Winsman. Albert is along with Donald Clifton and Kurt Leisfeld, I think is how you pronounce his name, have written a book called Living Your Strengths, how we can identify our strengths, our talents, our skills, and the things that we can do to be better performers in whatever we're doing, whether it be our church, our businesses, our jobs, our communities. And I want to get Al to join us and talk to us about that, because I think they're onto something, and I think it's something that we can all benefit. Al, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Good to be with you. Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Well, thank you. It's exciting. This has been a great topic to research, and we've really had a lot of fun with this.
Living Your Strengths. That's a great title.
Yes, it is, because one of the things that we've found through all our research, it really comes down to one very simple concept. You are at your best when you do what you do best. And it really just comes down to that.
You know, as I said earlier, and I said this to the audience before you got here, I think you guys are onto something here. And what happens in a small business sometimes, Al, is we are so busy fighting the war that sometimes we don't realize that we're not using all the assets at our disposal. We're not maximizing the capability of our employees. You know, we wouldn't think about letting our trucks get not being tuned up. We make sure the oil's changed. We make sure that if the vehicle that we have right now isn't doing the job, we make sure that we get one that does, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to our people, we're not as analytical as we ought to be. We don't think of them as much as an asset that can be maximized, I think, sometimes. And I think that's unfortunate.
Oh, absolutely. You couldn't be more on target, Jim. So often we think of the old adage, our people are our greatest asset. Well, that's not quite right. The right people are our greatest asset. And the idea behind with strengths and doing what you do best is you've got to get the right talent, people with the right talent in the right role, and that increases productivity exponentially. You've got to identify people's talents and strengths and get them in the right role.
Well, and one of the things, though, here's one of the reasons why I think we do this, and this is the reason why I wanted to tell my audience about your book, is because we don't know how. It's not that we're being negligent. It's not that we're being mean or we're being inconsiderate or anything like that, because we're none of those things. But there are two things that we're not good at. Number one, we don't have as much time as we'd like to be able to focus on this. One of the reasons we don't dedicate the time to it is because we don't know how.
Exactly.
And you help us with that in the book.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Through decades of research, actually about 35 years of research, Don Clifton, who passed away about a year ago, really spent his life studying success, and through his research and asking thousands and thousands of questions of a few million people, developed the Clifton StrengthsFinder, an online assessment instrument to help you identify your top five themes of talent.
Yeah, let me give you that website, folks. This is another reason why I wanted Al to be here. Mm-hmm. It's www.strengthsfinder, strengths with an S, finder.com. Now tell us what we'll find when we go there, Al.
That's right. Well, when you purchase Living Your Strengths, you'll have an ID code that is in the cover of Living Your Strengths, and you'll be able to use that ID code to go online, take this assessment. It takes about 30-40 minutes, and from that, out of what we've identified are 34 themes of talent, we'll identify your top five themes, and these are the ways that you filter information. It is your first reaction to anything that comes your way. It's how you live in the world. And we find that we really lead with one of our top five themes just about all the time.
And you identify really 34 of those, don't you, in the book?
Yes, we do. We look at 34 themes of talent in a lot of different areas. And because of that, identifying 34 themes, we're able to look at people with a lot of uniqueness because you've really got about a 1 in 3 million chance of two people having the same sets of talents.
Well, one of the things we've been doing on the show here for quite some time is working with a couple, Pierce and Jane Howard, who've written a book about personality at work. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about what's called a five-factor model, which I'm sure you're familiar with, and how we need to be identifying, making sure that we don't put someone with a sales personality in an accounting job or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really coincides with what you guys are talking about. Folks, some of the signature themes of different capabilities, talents, I guess we should say, here are some examples. There's the achiever, someone who is mm-hmm. more likely to be adaptable. Then there's the communicator, and then there's something called the includer, and then the relator. Then there's the maximizer. I mean, you got 34 of these different categories. And I believe that if you could look at some of these, you'd identify your employee and yourself, and you'd be able to maximize the capability of everybody in your organization. When we come back, I'm going to get Al to talk to us about how we do this to do a better job to get back in our community. Right after these messages, stay with us. It's 20 after.
Jim, I just lost you here.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Albert Winsman. And Albert is the Gallup Organization's global practice leader for faith-based organizations. And prior to that, he was a Methodist minister for 15 years. And
that's right.
He's the co-author of Living Your Strengths. Al, what I'd like for you to do now is to tell us where we can find your book.
Well, you can find it at bookstores everywhere. Barnes & Noble is carrying it, and as well as local bookstores. So,
all right,
it is it's out today.
Living Your Strengths. Congratulations on that. And
thank you.
Al, one of the things that I know about small business owners, and I know this, I've done enough research on this that I know this is true, is they are the bedrock of a community. They employ 60% of the people in the communities. They continue to provide great products and services for people who need those products and services in their marketplace. But beyond that, they're very much involved in their communities, in the churches and synagogues, and in the Little League, and in the Scouts, United Way, all the different things. They give back. And it makes me so proud of them to know that they do that. And one of the things you talk about in your book is how we can use your Strength Finder to do a better job in dealing with our community.
That's right, Jim. One of the things that we've discovered from our research is that individuals who are engaged in their congregations, that means they really have that sense of belonging within their congregations, are involved and engaged in their congregations, they do twice as much volunteering in the community as people who are not engaged or those who are actively disengaged in communities. So if you take a look around, the people who are doing the volunteering in communities and really making things go, like Habitat for Humanity and Boy mm-hmm. Scouts and some of the other things, are people who are engaged in congregations. And so, and part of being engaged is discovering what it is that you do best. That's a huge part of it.
Well, talk to us about some of these different categories of talents that you mentioned. For example, the achiever, adaptability. Yeah. Tell us about some of these and help us understand what some of these look like in an individual.
Well, take for example achiever. For an achiever, every day starts at zero, and you've got to accomplish something each and every day. Achievers make lists, and they typically like to check things off their lists because it feels really good to check it off. And this is a real mark of an achiever. When an achiever does something that's not on his or her list, they add it to the list so they can check it off. They I know. And they really, you know, they have to accomplish something each and every moment. They get it done, and then they go on to the next thing. After they check it off. They got to get that checked off. Now
all
activator,
right.
Someone who's an activator, their motto is ready, fire, aim. They've got to be getting
ready,
things
ready,
started.
Fire, aim. I like
ready,
that.
Fire, aim. That's it. You know, they're... When can we start? That's the question of an activator. Let's quit talking about it. Let's get it done.
They're impatient.
And so they are great at starting things.
Right.
So these are a couple of the themes that we take a look at in the book.
And you identify about 35 different characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we do with that information? Let's say that we've got we're working in a Chamber of Commerce committee, and we've got six people in the committee, and we've sort of identified. In our own mind, you know, we've gotten really good at your book. We've read your book from cover to cover. We've got really good at identifying these different characteristics, and we've identified who all six of the, you know, we've got an activator, an achiever, a communicator, and an includer. We've got all the different people. What do we do with that information?
Well, when you start putting teams of people together with different talents and strengths, you really multiply your effectiveness exponentially, because you've got somebody on a team who's got ideation. They come up with ideas. You know, a new idea makes their day, so they can be very creative in thinking of different ideas. Then you also have people, the activators then start moving things out of the realm of ideas into getting things started. Now, the thing about activators, they'll take those ideas that the ideation people think up and get them started. But activators tend to get bored about halfway through the process and are looking for something else to start. So you really need someone with focus. And when we talk about focus, our identification of focus are people who are able to look at things, clear out the clutter, and begin a project and see it through to its very end. So when you start looking at that, at the different themes that people bring to a team, when you start putting them together in complementary partnerships, you find that 1 plus 1 plus 1 doesn't equal 3,
right.
That 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 10.
Right. Well, this is very interesting. And folks, if you're having trouble getting the most out of your people, if your business is not doing so well, maybe it's not that not anything wrong with the customers or your products or your pricing. Maybe you just got people in the wrong slots. If you're not being successful in your community, and some of the things you're working on, maybe it's because you don't understand, you know, how these the different people work together. Al, thank you for being here. The book is called Living Your Strengths.
All right.
I hope you come
Thanks,
back
Jim.
Another day, and we'll
Appreciate
talk about
being
this
with
again.
You. Take care.
Thanks, Al. See you next time. Al Winsman, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back with Kirk Chapin after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Stay with us.
I'm on a mountain of love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.